I just wanted to watch you, he said, his voice low and tender. Do you have any idea what it does to me when you run your hands over your bare breasts? Judging from the size of his erection, she could give a good guess. Julian? She forgot what she was going to say as he dipped his head down to her neck. Chills rippled through her as his tongue scorched her flesh. Grace moaned at the sensory overload of his hands and the hot water running over her body. She only vaguely felt him pull the cloth from her breasts before he took one in his mouth. She hissed in pleasure as his tongue swirled around the taut peak, flicking across her flesh and making her burn. He lowered her down in the tub to lean against the sloping back. The contrast of the cool porcelain at her back and his warm body in front of her while the water poured down over the two of them titillated her in a way she'd never imagined. Never before had she truly appreciated the size of the huge antique tub, but at the moment, she wouldn't have traded it for anything. "Touch me, Grace," he said hoarsely, taking her hand into his and leading it to his swollen shaft. "I want to feel your hands on me." He shuddered as she stroked the velvety hardness of him. Julian closed his eyes at the feelings swirling through him. Her touch wasn't just physical. It touched him on a level that was undefinable, unbelievable. He wanted more of her. He wanted all of her. "I love your hands on me," he breathed as she cupped him. Oh, gods, how he ached for her. How he wished for just one moment she was really making love to him. Making love to him with her heart. Pain sliced through his chest. No matter how many times he had sex, the end result was the same. It always hurt. If not his body, then deep in his soul. "No decent woman would ever have you in the light of day." It was true, and he knew it. Grace felt him tense. "Did I hurt you?" she asked, pulling her hand away. He shook his head, then placed his hands on each side of her neck and kissed her deeply. Suddenly, his kiss intensified, as if he were trying to prove something to both of them. He slid his hand down her arm to capture her hand in his. He laced his fingers through hers, then moved his hand to cup her between her legs. Grace moaned as he stroked her with their hands entwined. It was the most erotic thing she had ever experienced. She shook all over as he quickened the rhythm of their joined fingers against her. And when he plunged their fingers inside her, she cried out in pleasure. "That's it," he breathed in her ear. "Feel us joined." Breathless, Grace clutched at his shoulders with her other arm, her body on fire. Oh, he was an incredible lover. Suddenly, he moved their hands away, then lifted one of her legs to curl about his waist. Grace followed his lead until she realized what he meant to do. He was preparing to drive himself into her. "No!" she gasped, shoving at him. "Julian, you can't!" But his eyes burned her with his need, his raw hunger. "I want at least this much of you, Grace. Now let me have it." She almost did.